Okay, welcome to Shir Ramban, Parshas Hazinu. Parshas Hazinu, as we know, is overwhelmingly composed of the Shiras Hazinu, the poem that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Klal Yisrael at the very end of his life, the poem that describes how the Jewish people are going to come into Eretz Yisrael and unfortunately rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the Jewish people, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will vindicate the Jewish people and deliver the Jewish people from the hand of their enemies. It's a prediction of all of the future of the Jewish people. And again, we'll have the opportunity to talk about that a little bit later in the week when we share a particularly poignant Ramban on this point. The words in Parshas Hazinu, very often difficult to translate because it's poetry. What I wanted to focus on tonight is the translation of one particular word that the Ramban focuses on. It appears twice in the Shiras Hazinu, and besides giving a certain interesting translation of the word, the Ramban teaches us a concept which is applicable in other places as well. So, in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav, the Shira calls Klal Yisrael Am Novol Velo Chacham. You are a nation of Novol, which is not wise. What does the word Novol mean? So, Rashi, well, before we get to Rashi, I think if you were to check the English translations, Novol is usually translated as degenerate, you know, a disgusting, a coarse nation. You know, a nation which is degraded, a nation which is not uplifted. Rashi over here writes, Am Novol, Sheshachechu es ha'osui lohem. They forgot what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for them. That certainly fits the context. In the context, the Pasuk is talking about how Klal Yisrael were brought into Eretz Yisrael, and God gave them everything, but Vayishman, Yeshua, and Vayivot, Klal Yisrael became fattened, so to speak, and they kicked back against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how exactly does the word novel fit in with Rashi's interpretation, Sheshachechu es ha'osui lohem? So, the Ramban quotes this Rashi, and he then goes on to quote a targum from later on in the Shira. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Ani akniyim below om. I will bring a nothing nation against the Jewish people, begoy novol achisem. With a novel nation, I will cause Klal Yisrael to become angry. There, the Unculus translates, Ba'amo tapsha argezinun. Tapsha from the Lashon tipesh, foolish. I will cause Klal Yisrael to be subjected to the machinations of a foolish nation. I'm going to bring a foolish nation against the Jewish people. It would seem that the Unculus understands that that's what novel means in general, a foolish nation. And the Ramban quotes that the Unculus over here on our Pasuk writes that what's the translation of Am Novel Velo Chacham? What does it mean to be a nation that's novel? So here he writes an interesting translation. Do amo de kabilu oraiso velo chakimu. This nation, Klal Yisrael, accepted the Torah, and they are not wise. So you say, novel means they accepted the Torah. It's a very, very strange translation. How did you get from novel, degenerate, to a nation that accepted the Torah? So the Ramban writes, the way Unculus comes to this translation is that they are Am Shenil'u Ba'asiyas HaTorah. They're a nation that was tired out through the performance of Torah. It doesn't mean, it's not a compliment in this context, Amo de Kabilu Araisa, a nation that received the Torah. It's a nation that received the Torah and is worn out. You know, it got burnt out in its commitment to Torah. That's the reference to the Am novel over here. Says the Ramban, I have a different translation of the word novel. Well, if he died, in my understanding, ha'osa tovas chinam yikare nodiv. Somebody who does a favor for someone else is called a nodiv, a generous person. Umishalem ra'a l'misha heitivimo. But if you pay back evil to someone who did you a good turn, yikare novel. That person, the ingrate, the person who responds by being the recipient of chesed, by hurting the person who gave him the chesed, the one who bites the hand that feeds him, that person is called a novel. The definition of a novella is not just a degenerate act, the way that it's usually translated, but a novella means an act of ingratitude. For Husha Omar, and that's the explanation of the pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed Beis. Lo yikare od l'novol nodiv. Yeshaya Hanavi is painting a picture of what the future is going to look like. And he says, no longer in the future will they call a novel a nodiv. Right? Meaning, the future time will come, and people who are generous and people who are giving will be labeled as such, and people who are not generous, people who respond to good things being done to them by responding with evil, so they will be labeled as such as well. Nodiv and novol are two opposites of one another, says the Ramban. V'lochach amru al novol ha-karmeli, kishmo kenhu, novol shemo unavolo imo. And that's what the Pasuk says in Shmuel about novol ha-karmeli, that kishmo kenhu, that's the origin of the phrase that we use till today, kishmo kenhu, he's just like his name. What's the story over there? So the Navi describes how David is running away from Shaul HaMelech, who of course we know at a certain point in his life sought to kill David. And David comes to the estate of a very, very rich man by the name of Novol. And David asks, can he have provisions from this incredible estate of Novol? Can he get some food, you know, something to help out his men who are running away? And Novol absolutely refuses. And the Navi comments that Kishmo Kenhu, Novol lived up to his name. The way it's usually understood is he was a degenerate person, and he acted in a terrible kind of way. But here it says the Ramban, it means something more than that. Ki David also imotova gedola v'shomar es kol asher lo. If you look in the Navi, David watches over the estate of Novol. He protects it. And Novol is not willing to give David anything, even though David extended himself and did a chesed to Novol. V'hu lo rotzo l'shalim lo gemul. V'yoat b'melachto v'yivazeyu. Novol did not acknowledge the chesed that David had done to him. He didn't want to pay him back in any way. And in fact, he brushed off David. And he treated him poorly. So therefore, says the Ramban, that's why he's called Novol. Not just that he was a bad person. He was a person who lacked gratitude, specifically. David had done good things to him. He had done chesed to him. And here, Novol responded in a way that did not take into account the chesed that had been performed for him by David. V'zeo tam akos b'chavei rav shal Iyov, levilti asos imochem nevola, ki hoyu hei melamdim zchus al ma'isi Hashem hanichbod v'hanor ashu b'mishpot, v'yem yero lehem teiro en nevola. This also fixed another context, says the Ramban. Sefer Iyov describes how Iyov was afflicted with terrible afflictions, and three friends came to try to talk to him during his period of affliction. And the whole Sefer Iyov is really devoted to this conversation between Iyov and his friends. His friends attempt to tell him over and over again that whatever Hashem is doing is obviously just. So clearly, you did Averos. If you're getting all these afflictions, you must have done something wrong to be punished. And, that's how we explain all these terrible things that are coming upon you. And Iyov consistently throughout the Sefer pushes back, no, but I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything wrong to deserve the kind of afflictions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing upon me. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Iyov at the end of the Sefer and he says, look, you know, you're right. It's not that you're being punished for any particular sin. You have to understand, you know, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mysterious and you're not going to totally understand everything. Your friends are wrong insofar as they're trying to peg you as a terrible person who's deserving of punishment. But you have to understand, you know, you're not going to understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the end of the Sefer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the friends of Iyov, ask Iyov to bring karbonos for you and to daven on your behalf, that nothing bad should happen to you. And the word for this, the bad thing that might befall the friends of Iyov is nevola. There shouldn't be something of a nevola that befalls you. What does nevola mean in this context? So explains the Ramban, since the friends had spent so much time, so to speak, defending HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the friends were to be punished, it would look like Hashem, so to speak, was responding to their chesed, quote-unquote, to Hashem, of defending Hashem, with evil. They tried to, you know, people are going to look at it, they'll say, hey, these guys stuck up for the honor of Hashem, and Hashem responded by hurting them, by punishing them. That makes kaviyachol, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu look like a novel. That makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu look like someone who doesn't have the proper feelings of gratitude. Here they are trying to defend Hashem, and Hashem is going to hurt them. So we want to avoid that, says the Pasuk. And therefore, Iyov should daven on behalf of these friends that they shouldn't be punished in such a way. V'yitochen sheikare kein bavur shehu nofel mibnei adam. Why is a novel called a novel? Why is an ingrate called an ingrate? So the Ramban makes the following suggestion. When a person shows a lack of gratitude, he naturally falls away from society. People don't like somebody who lacks gratitude. People don't like somebody who, when he's a recipient of chesed, responds by hurting the person who gave him the chesed. So the word naval literally means to fall or to wilter. Kasher yomar ke'ela novelis aleha. Just as the Pasuk in Yeshaya describes that the tree, that the leaves of a tree will fall off, so too, this person who's an ingrate is a novel. He's a person who falls out of society. He's a person that people don't want to talk to, people don't want to interact with, because nobody likes dealing with a person who lacks gratitude. For that reason, says the Ramban, a nevela, which is an animal that dies without shechita, is called a nevela. Why is a nevela called a nevela? Nevela comes from that very word, novel, which also means to fall. This animal fell to the ground and died without shechita. It didn't have a shechita process to kill it. It died just by falling. I mean, again, there are multiple ways in which an animal can die such that it will be a nevela, but you know, it fell to the ground, so to speak, without having the benefit of shechita. It's interesting to note, the Ramban doesn't make this point, but the words naval and nafal are almost exactly the same word, just the vase, you know, is replaced with a fe, you know, in the middle of the word. But in other words, the Ramban's attempt to link naval to nafal makes sense in terms of the language of it as well. Imkein yomar akosuv. So if we're right, says the Ramban, that am naval means an ingrateful nation, an ungrateful nation. This is the way to read the pasuk. Hazos tigmalu es Hashem al hatovos she'aso imachem. So the pasuk starts off by saying, Hal Hashem Tigmelu Zos. What is the words Hal Hashem Tigmelu Zos? So Ligmol means to bestow. Hal Hashem Tigmelu Zos. Will you bestow the following upon Hashem? Meaning, Hashem did good things to you. This is how you're responding to Hashem, O Klal Yisrael, Hal Hashem Tigmelu Zos. Will you repay Hashem in this world, in this fashion? Am Novel. If you were to do so, you'd be an Am Novel. You'd be an ingrateful nation. Shehu Mishalim Ra Tachas Tova. You're responding to something good by giving back something bad. But not only are you lacking in gratitude, Velo Chacham. You're also not wise. Why are you not wise? Because Halo hu avicha konecha. Hashem is your father. He made you. Hu osiso vayichonenecha. He created you. He fashioned you. And he brought you into existence. And therefore, besides not being proper to respond to Hashem's goodness by acting in a way which is evil, it's not really smart because, you know, you bite the hand that feeds you. You know, it's one thing if the hand doesn't have to feed you anymore. But if you need supper that night and you bite at lunchtime, you bite the hand that feeds you, you're not going to get supper. So not only is it morally deficient to show a lack of gratitude, it's not particularly smart. That's the pasuk. Hal Hashem tigmelu zos am novo v'lo chacham. Will you respond to Hashem in such a way, you ungrateful nation, who's not even smart? Halahu avicha konecha, hu asicha vayichonenecha. Hashem is the one who made you, and Hashem is the one who keeps you going, who sustains you. So it's foolish, besides everything else, it's foolish for you to not show the proper gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's going to come back to bite you in the future. The Ramban uses this translation of the word novo a little bit later in his explanation of the Shiras HaAzinu as well. So in Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk describes how Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, Klal Yisrael became fat and they kicked back against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Vayitosh Eloka Osohu, Klal Yisrael abandoned the God who had made them. They abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayinabel Tzur Yeshuoso. And Klal Yisrael were menabel, the rock of their salvation. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael were menabel, the rock of their salvation? So again, if you look in Rashi says, Vayinabel ginohu ubizohu, that Klal Yisrael did not treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu with respect. They disrespected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vayinabel. Just like we have the term nivul peh, when a person degrades his mouth, you know, he speaks in a way which is inappropriate. So Klal Yisrael, kaviyochel, degraded HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They acted towards Hashem in a way which was totally, totally inappropriate. The Ramban quotes this Rashi, and then he says as follows. The same way we explained earlier that Am Novel means a nation which lacks gratitude, Vayinabel Tzur Yeshuoso is also related to that same idea of lacking gratitude in the following sense. I said earlier, says the Ramban, Ki hanavolo tashlum ro tachas tova. The definition of a novel is somebody who lacks gratitude and responds to a chesed that was done with an evil reaction. So Yomar, so the pasuk therefore means Shenotash Elokos Shebro Bavur Zorim. Klal Yisrael rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu and instead embraced Avodah Zorah. Vayinabel Bepivu Machshavto. And Klal Yisrael attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the attributes of a novel. Klal Yisrael said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lacks gratitude. In other words, they said, Vayinabel Tzur Yeshuoso, they said, Hashem is a novel. Tzur Shehoyo Moshiyo Leimor, Klal Yisrael said, She'ein b'avodoso rak gemul ra. If you serve Hashem, said Klal Yisrael, all you're going to get in response is evil. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't reward us for worshiping Him. All that we're not going to gain anything from worshiping Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is simply going to bestow evil upon us as opposed to good. And he brings a couple of examples from the Novi, where that's exactly the claim that Klal Yisrael made at various points in history. Right? We say in the Haftarah, the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol, Amartem Shov Avod Elokim. You, Klal Yisrael, said it's worthless to serve Hashem. Umabetsa ki shomarnu mishmarto. What gain do we get from guarding the ways of Hashem? Right? And it quotes other examples throughout Tanakh. So that's what Klal Yisrael said. Vayinabel tzur Yeshuaso. They said about Hashem that Hashem doesn't return goodness with goodness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we serve Him, and Hashem, Kaviyochel, doesn't show His gratitude. He bestows terrible things upon us. It's a fascinating psychological insight, because essentially what the Ramban is pointing out in the Shiras HaAzinu is that Klal Yisrael accused Hashem of having the same terrible character traits which they themselves possess. They are an Am Novo. They have no gratitude towards Hashem. So naturally, what do they accuse Hashem of being? They accuse Hashem of lacking gratitude Himself, Kaviyocho. Right? Chazal say it, Kol HaPosel B'mumon Posel. Whenever a person points out a deficiency in someone else, very, very often he's really just pointing out a deficiency within himself. So here, according to the Ramban, that's the very yesod of the deficiency of Klal Yisrael. They are an Am Novo, but Vayinabel Tzur Yeshuaso. They're claiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has those same terrible character traits, as it were, of being a Novo as they themselves had. All of this really comes back, although the Ramban doesn't spell this out 100%, all this really comes back to the four words in Rashi with which we began. Rashi teaches the words Am Novel as Sheshachichu es ha'asu ilohem. They forgot that which was done to them. And we asked at the beginning, Novel is usually translated as degenerate. Why are we translating Am Novel as Sheshachichu es ha'asu ilohem? According to the Ramban gave a whole arichus, a whole lengthy explanation, but really, if you look at it, it's really just those four words in Rashi. What does it mean to be an Am Novel? Sheshachichu es ha'asu ilohem. They forgot all of the goodness that Hashem did for them. In other words, they lacked the gratitude, which is the yesod, which is the foundation of what Yiddishkeit is ultimately about. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah.